Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It is raining throughout the area. Not very hard, but it is raining. First time this month it's rained, I think. Highs today of 82, then 79 tomorrow, 74 Sunday. Into the 70s for Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and then by Thanksgiving Day, highs of only 64 after a low of 50. So it will feel a little bit cool, and maybe you can wear a sweater to Grandma's house as you go to Thanksgiving, and then 66 for a high on Black Friday. A lot of buzz about the LSU new head coach. Tiger fans, keep it locked on WWL for the latest on LSU's search for the Tigers' next head football coach. We're going to bring you breaking news when it happens on air, online, and social media. Plus, listen to Sports Talk every weekday at 4 o'clock for up-to-the-minute reports, LSU insiders, and expert analysis. Brought to you by First American Bank, a banking tradition since 1910. For the latest on LSU, count on WWLAMFM.com and the Odyssey app. And Jeff Palermo, WWL.com columnist, Louisiana Network News Director, who joins us now. How you doing, Jeff?
I am doing well, Tommy. How about yourself?
I'm all right. Boy, the rumor mill is swirling, isn't it?
It certainly is. To think, a year ago on this date, we found out that the number one prospect in the class of 2025, Bryce Underwood, who was committed to LSU for a long time, decommitted from LSU and quickly committed to Michigan and eventually signed with Michigan. And fast forward a year, look at what has all happened, Tommy, to get to the point now where we may get some sort of strong indication on whether Lane Kiffin, the hottest coaching commodity, will get some sort of strong, hopefully, I would hope that just so we can kind of know what's going to happen, some sort of strong indication on whether Lane Kiffin will be the next head coach at LSU or is he staying. So hopefully that will be what will be the result of a meeting today between Lane Kiffin, the Ole Miss athletic director, and obviously other influential people involved with Ole Miss, the president, chancellor, whoever they have that will be involved in this meeting will be in there. And, of course, the big thing, whether you want to call it an ultimatum or not, I think the big thing that Ole Miss wants is some sort of clarity on what Lane Kiffin is planning to do with this coaching future.
So is it likely that Ole Miss, if Lane Kiffin says, look, I want the – you know, I know Florida is courting him too, right?
Yes, that's right.
So if Ole Miss says, if Lane Kiffin tells Ole Miss, look, guys, I'm going to LSU, and let's just say it's not Florida, I'm going to LSU, what is Ole Miss likely to do at that point?
That's a very, very good question, Tommy, and that's what we really don't know. I think Lane Kiffin feels like, I think what, if Lane truly wants to leave Ole Miss and wants to go to LSU or Florida, I think his message to those is, hey, I built this thing. I've been here for 6 years. We got this program to where we all dreamed that it could one day be. Let me finish it. And, then I'll move on. But will Ole Miss do that? it's, you know, the obviously maybe the knee-jerk reaction from Ole Miss officials would be, no, you can't. You know, get out now. We don't want a non-Ole Miss guy coaching our team through the college football playoffs. But it's not that easy. I mean, there's a contract, and I mean, they would have to fire him, and then you got a buyout involved and all this, you know, even though probably whatever LSU in Florida would pay him would cover the buyout. But still, it would be a mess. So, I mean, it seems unlikely. It doesn't seem like it would occur because this is the SEC, and Ole Miss doesn't like LSU, and Ole Miss doesn't like Florida, that they would come to the agreement today of saying, okay, Lane, you can coach our team, and then whenever the season's over with, you can go on your merry way. I mean, that obviously, if cooler heads prevailed, that would be the scenario. I don't know if we get there. And then I just think the X factor in all of this is Lane Kiffin is just unpredictable. Mm-hmm. You just don't know. But if his family is giving him the blessing to take the job at LSU, I think he's taking the job at LSU.
See, because here's the thing. It would seem as though if he stays at Ole Miss, if he decides to take the LSU job and he stays at Ole Miss, you got a big recruiting conflict of interest there, don't you?
Well, here's the thing. I think this kind of also goes back. I mean, if he stays at Ole Miss, again, it's either way, it's all messy. It's not clean. But if he stayed at Ole Miss to coach the team through the college football playoffs, that's where you have Frank Wilson in place as the interim coach who could run the program, get you through that early signing period, get you prepared for the transfer portal window, which will open in January. He can do all that.
But what does Lane Kiffin do at Ole Miss? Recuse himself from any recruiting or NIL or anything like that at all?
Yeah, I mean, again, I think in the perfect scenario, he would just sit there and coach the team. Mm-hmm. he would just get the team ready, you know, game plan for the opponent, all that kind of stuff, and Ole Miss would be going through its coaching search. But again, it's hard to fathom that's what would actually happen. I mean, that would be, to me, the perfect scenario for LSU fans. I think Virge Hawsbury and LSU would be fine with that. Mm-hmm. If he coached the team at Ole Miss through the college football playoffs and they just let Frank Wilson handle all the, you know, the day-to-day operations of the team until Ole Miss is eliminated and Lane comes down to Baton Rouge, I think LSU would be perfectly fine with that. And again, a lot of the reason why they feel comfortable with that is, one, they're making a long-term investment in Lane Kiffin, mm-hmm. and two, they got Frank Wilson in charge. He knows what he's doing, and even through this period here of the interim, you could tell Frank's got a very good handle on the situation and is doing good considering the circumstances.
All right, let me take a break. To me, it seems like, all right, look, we're going to get married, but I'm going to live with my ex-husband for a while. Is that all right with you? No, it certainly is not. 6:21, we'll take a break. Come back with Jeff Palermo. Time now for traffic on WWL. Every Friday with Jeff Palermo is Rouse's Market Football Friday. Shop and save at Rouse's, the official supermarket of LSU. LSU is playing a football game this weekend, are they not, Jeff?
Yeah, they are. They are. Final home game in Tiger Stadium. You know, we sit around all summer saying, we can't wait till football season, can't wait till football season. And now it's like, okay, we got this game here. I guess we got to show up. We got to go for some LSU fans. But it is another game for Michael Van Buren to show what he's got. It's good to see Garrett Nussmeier, by the way, has been ruled out. Mm-hmm. And it really seems at this point, Tommy, that he's probably taken his last snap as an LSU Tiger. But looks like Whit Weeks will be available to go. He has not played since that win over South Carolina back on October 11th. And so it'll be good to see Whit Weeks back out there. You get your emotional leader on defense, and he'll get to play with his older brother. I would imagine you're not going to see Whit Weeks out there taking every snap on mm-hmm. defense, but I know this is a guy that really wants to play. I hear this a lot, I guess, from maybe cynical people saying, well, he's not playing because it's NIL and all this kind of stuff. I don't think that's the case with a guy like Whit Weeks, man. This kid, he wants to play football. He talked about it when he got ejected for that targeting call in the Florida game, about how you only get so many chances to play at Tiger Stadium, and the refs took one of those games away from you, mm-hmm. away from him. So I know he's looking forward. He really wanted to get out there for that Alabama game. He thought he might have had a chance to play in that game. They gave it a couple more weeks, and so looks like he's ready to go here tomorrow night.
So let me ask you about the bowl game. What is it looking like, right? Because LSU's got three games left, right? They got Western Kentucky, they got Oklahoma, and then they got a bowl game.
Right. Well, you're going to be in one of those lesser bowls again. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, that kind of seems like where LSU's been stuck here for a while, whether you're, you know, the Texas Bowl or you're playing in Jacksonville or, you know, I mean, it's not going to be a major bowl. We'll see who the coach will be. We'll see what we get as far as, you know, opt-outs and all that kind of thing. But again, it just seems like whenever the and we've talked a little bit about this, Tommy. You know, whenever the it was determined that Nussmeier wasn't going to play. To me, this is just a big time evaluation part for Michael Van Buren. Now, the next coach is most likely going to also bring in his guy out of the transfer portal, or may even bring the guy that he's coaching right now, and he brings him to the school that comes to LSU. But still, a big opportunity here for Van Buren, and I think for some of these younger guys at LSU, still also an opportunity for them to show what they got. So we'll see what happens Saturday night. It could be a weird atmosphere.
Yeah, see what happens today. Who knows? It could be a weird day today. Thank you, Jeff. Yes, appreciate it. Jeff Palermo, WWL.com, Louisiana Network News Director, 6:30. Time now for WWL First News. For that, we go to Ian Ozan. 6:47 on this Friday morning. Rain maybe throughout the day. Not much of a chance, though. If you look at it hourly by hourly, 30% for 7 a.m., 15% for 8, 44% for 9, 30 for 10, 15 for 11 and 12. Then same for 1 and 2, and then by that time it's pretty much gone until this afternoon, and then maybe a very, very slight chance for showers. So really enjoy it while you can, because I don't know that we've had any measurable rainfall in November until now, and I know we've certainly hadn't had that much in October. So it's been dry and we need the rain. Dub Lane joins us now. Walter Dub Lane, Associate Professor in Economics and Finance at my alma mater, UNO. Talk about Senator Cassidy's plan to put money into flexible spending accounts to offset the health care tax credits that were available during the Affordable Care Act. What?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I don't know. Dub's going to straighten it out for us. How you doing, Dub?
Hey, good morning, Tommy.
Let's talk about what it is that Senator Cassidy is proposing and what it's going to look like to a person who tried to re-enroll for insurance, if it passes. This is just an idea at this point. But what is he proposing that would, and how would it affect people whose insurance rates have gone up?
Well, under the COVID expansion plan for these individual policies for Obamacare, the federal government gave people basically a lot of money to help pay their premiums for the policy. What Cassidy is doing, he said, that big pile of money, instead of giving it to you and just giving it directly as a subsidy to pay your premiums for your policy, we'll give it to you as a lump of money that you can put into a flexible spending account, which, again, only can be used for healthcare services. And you can use it for lots of things. The interesting part of it is that one of the things you can't use it is for the premiums. So what people are really complaining about right now is that their premiums are, many of them, more than doubling. You know, from going, having to spend a, you know, $2,000 a year to now spending $4,000 a year on your premiums. And that would not change. So a lot of people who are complaining about seeing these higher premiums, because it's the time of the year when they have to sign up for next year, those would not change. Instead, if this plan goes through, they would have this big pile of money they can use to carry the deductibles or other expenses related to health care. So I don't know that this is going to make a lot of people happy in many ways. I will tell you, economists tend to like this because one of the complaints that we have against too much health insurance is that if you make things kind of free, if you cover everybody's premium, like, for instance, like Medicaid, people on Medicaid obviously can't afford very much, but they don't have any deductibles or copays or premiums. And so that means it's basically free for them. If you make things free, people tend to overuse it. There was a real big study by the Rand Corporation a number of years ago that put people into different categories for insurance. Some of them got free insurance, and other people got a check to help pay for any of their expenses. But they had to, instead of having the copays when they went to the doctor, they would have this check in the bank. And it turns out the people that had free insurance used like 70% more health care than those who had to pay for it out of their own pocket, even though the government gave them the money to put in their pocket.
But there's an end result to that as well, right? Because we all, isn't the argument also that if people don't have access to health care, then they get really sick, and when they get really sick, they wind up in an emergency room if they don't have insurance, and then the emergency room can't turn them away. And then the hospital can bill them, but if they don't have the money, they don't pay the bill, and then we all end up eating it.
That is part of the problem. But this particular issue is what economists call moral hazard. If you make things free, people love to spend other people's money. I think that's the way we like to phrase it.
Sure,
and
I get that.
If you're spending the government's money, yeah, you know, you're very free in consuming lots of health care. If it's your own money, even if it's in a flex spending account that you can save and use for other things, then people behave differently. That's what Cassidy's trying to achieve with this.
I guess I can see where if it's free, you're going to go to the doctor more often, even if you don't have to, or if it's free, you're going to go for well care. But we'll pick it up. We come back. Walter Dublin, Associate Professor of Economics and Finance at UNO, 652 Traffic Now, WWL. All right, 6:57 and a half. Quickly back to Walter Dublin, Associate Professor of Economics and Finance at UNO, talking about Bill Cassidy's plan, Dr. Bill Cassidy's plan for expiring health care subsidies. So, Dub, let me give you an example here. If with the subsidy I'm paying $600 a month for insurance, without the subsidy it's going to go up to $1,200, as far as my pocketbook is concerned, then what would my personal finances look like under Bill Cassidy's plan? If I'm paying $600 a month now, it would go up to $1,200 a month. What would I be getting?
Well, again, you would have some money in the bank. You'd still have to pay that $1,200, but you would have some amount, a fairly substantial amount, to pay your deductibles. Remember, because with that, if you buy the bronze plan, the deductible is as much as $6,000 a year. So, you know, the premium is one part of it, but the deductible is enormous for many of these plans, and so you would still have to pay the $1,200 a month for the thing. But then when it came time to go to the doctor, and you wouldn't have to pay out of the pocket, you could go into your health savings account and help pay the cover the deductible.
How is this going to affect what's coming out of the Treasury?
Well, again, that's the part the Republicans aren't very happy about, because it's about the same. In other words, they're just taking about the same amount of money. We haven't seen the exact numbers because there's no bill written yet.
Mm-hmm.
About the same amount of money as they were giving for the premiums, and instead putting it into a health savings account. So the cost of the government is about the same as what we have under this Biden plan.
So, thank you, sir.
I mean, it does some things that economists and Republicans tend to like, which is helping people to spend their own money, so they'll be looking more for value. But it doesn't really save the government money.
It's not really their own money, because it's coming from the government.
Going through.
Right. Gotcha. Thank you, Dub. Appreciate it. Walter Dublin, Associate Professor of Economics and Finance at UNO. So, worst job you ever had? Text me, 504-260-1870.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.